Hey, it's John Reed back again for another episode of We Are VA Experts at News Radio WRVA. And I'm joined by my friend Clayton Gitz of Mission Realty. Good morning to you, Clayton. It sounds like this is a very busy time of the year for you guys.
Good morning, John. Yes, sir. The spring market is certainly here.
And when we talked last year, I think a lot of people were kind of concerned that the market might not be as vibrant as it had been in previous years. Interest rates were beginning to creep up a little bit. There was a little concern about holding on to what you already owned and, you know, maybe riding it out for a little bit of additional time. Are you seeing that again in 2019 or not?
No. I mean, it's so hard to really forecast the future, John. And what we're really seeing is a kind of a repeat of last year, but it's really more aggressive in terms of everything has increased that we would want to see increase if we were considering selling a home. Showings are up significantly. There's a really neat index that is put together by the largest showing portal in the country. It's called Showing Time Index. And that index has increased, you know, so for example, John, it was 88% in December, 127% in January. It's up to 133% in February. And that is a reflection of the increase in the amount of showings nationally. So showings are up, inventory is down, and buyer demand is through the roof. And part of that is because it looks like buyers kind of fell asleep over the winter, John, and they've awoken in part because interest rates have also fallen. So it's really the perfect storm for if you're a home seller considering selling your home. My goodness, now, for the maximum return on your investment, John, now's the time.
So somebody who decides to put their house on the market now, what's the process these days? Does everything move super fast, or should you block out, you know, 90 days, 120 days to try to get this done?
That's such a good question. So, again, it's very location dependent, John. But that's why it's important just to have, you know, give us a call and, you know, we'll let you know what it looks like. And we're very, you know, we're very open with folks. So, you know, if you're in there's specific niche markets that are moving on day one, you know, you list your property and you're going to expect offers, in some cases, multiple offers. Mm-hmm. And there's a science to that as well. And speaking with a realtor that has a lot of experience in terms of maximizing your return is important. So typically the process, depending on the location, you're looking at 30 days or less to get your house under contract.
That
in some
quick.
Cases, a couple of days. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, I've got a very close friend of mine, used to be a colleague of mine in a previous incarnation here, and he, maybe 10 years ago, he bought this cabin out in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and it was wonderful. I mean, I went out there and visited him. It was fantastic, but man, he cannot unload the thing, and it's not in the Richmond market, so I haven't told him directly to call you, but for somebody who's got a vacation property or a second home or, you know, a home in a, you know, outside of the suburban circle that you draw around the city of Richmond. What's your advice to them if they're thinking, you know, it's time for me to move on from this? Because he couldn't sell it a couple of years ago. I mean, tried and just couldn't do it. What would you say to somebody like that?
Yeah, it's really supply and demand, right, John? So there are certain markets, and there are certain markets, by the way, in our little market here in Central Virginia that are more challenging to move because the demand is just lower. But you get, and typically the rule of thumb is, John, the further you get away from the major metropolitan areas, the demand starts to decrease. And that's just a population issue, right? There are just less people that are living in rural areas than there are in the cities and the suburbs, where there tends to be more demand. So, you know, to speak to your friend or any, you know, there are folks where my wife and I live, for example, you know, we're 30 minutes away, we've got a little bit of land, and the demand for our area is not as high as it would be certainly for some areas in Henrico County or Glen Allen or Midlothian or the city of Richmond. And it's just a population issue.
But calculate it in, because it does seem like there are more people out scouting around. So if there was ever a time to try to move it without the impediments of the last couple of years when maybe people were holding back, perhaps this is it.
Well, that's right. And remember as well, you just like when we are thinking about selling a car, and this is where people, I've seen a lot of people make mistakes, John. When you're selling a car, one of the first things that you're going to do typically is you're going to have that vehicle detailed inside and out, and it's going to look like a shiny new penny. And the mistake that I see people make is they don't do the same thing with their homes. So you want to move your home faster. You want to sell it for more money. One of the really important pieces of the process for us, and I'm pretty hardcore about this, John, is I pay for a professional staging consultation for all of our clients, because it is such an important piece of the puzzle in terms of helping us help our seller clients maximize the return on their investment. I mean, I'm talking in some cases 10% plus more towards your bottom line just by taking the time to have the home properly staged.
That's smart. That's smart to do. Well, Clayton Getz, I know you've got a lot of good elements of advice that you share with your clients, and we encourage people to give you a call. Let me share the number. It's 545-4440, 545-4440, and Clayton and your entire team at Mission Realties online at soldinrichmond.com. That's soldinrichmond.com. And Clayton, always enjoy getting the chance to talk to you, and I know it's going to be a great spring. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have an amazing day. Thanks, John.
You too.